Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us at the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at eplroundtable@gmail.com. All right, this is our last club update of the day that is transfer deadline day. We're not going to talk about Tottenham at all. What we are going to talk about is West Bromwich Albion with Dan of the Baggies Facts. Dan, what kind of business did you put in today?
Business. You know, a bit of business, mate. We've not really done a great deal. The Albion fans were full of hope. Up until 3 days ago, everyone was probably very bitterly disappointed with how the transfer window had gone. We'd managed to sign Phillips early on in the window, and then we've recently added Galloway on loan from Everton, a left-back who actually started a game and was probably our first traditional left back to start in the left back slot for quite a while, seeing as Pulis likes playing a number of different centre halves in that position. Well, that was a big positive. And he looks very capable, and Phillips looks like he's going to be a decent signing. He looks strong and powerful on the wing. You know, it is rare that you find a winger that's quite as big and strong as Phillips. And of course, if any manager's going to sign a strong and powerful winger that's not your traditional nippy little winger. I mean, he's no Sebastian Giovinco, you know what I mean? He's the complete opposite. He's like a bit of a battery ram. It's going to be Tony Pulis, because Pulis likes players that are really tall. And then recently we've managed to get Nasser Chadli over the line a couple of days back. And I think everyone's opinion was, I mean, Nasser Chadli, the signing itself, cracking signing, 12 or so million, 13 or so million, rumoured to be the figure that we paid. I'm happy with that price. Very good player, can play in a couple of positions in midfield and the attacking midfield roles. Probably will start on the left wing for us. Touch of class, someone that's inventive. We need a bit of invention, a bit of creativity. Instead of just pure work rate all the time. So Nasser Chadli, very good signing. And I think the hope was that with Nasser Chadli signing, that Albion would have passed on a bit of knowledge to Chadli and said, look, you're going to be the first of a few big name signings here. You know, you're joining a club that's looking forward and we're going to have a bit of ambition this year and match what the other Premier League clubs are doing. Because I think every single Premier League club is spending money, and in order to keep up with every single other Premier League club, we needed to spend money. It's not the Albion way. It's not how we've done things in the past, but it is what we need to do. And in order to see the cash cow of Premier League money every single season, you've got to spend a bit of it when you get it. And that's just how it is. And the Albion, on today's transfer deadline day, again, we've left it to the last minute. It's ridiculous. It's like we've got 2 months to play around trying to sign players and everything's left to the last minute. And it just looked like, pardon my French, we was like flinging shit up the wall and seeing what stuck. And we've managed to get a few signings in. But there is no way on this planet that the players that we've managed to get in today were Tony Pulis' first choice signings. No chance whatsoever. No chance. I mean, if you look at the players that we've been linked with, and sometimes this can be a bit of a foolhardy thing to do anyway. We might, you know, you might be looking at players that you've signed, players that you're linked with, and you may well have not even been interested in them. The club might not have even had conversations with the club that are joining. It might be agents playing up, it might be a stupid rumour, it could be the media thinking something that's not there. But the rumours were that we were linked with Carvalho, Portuguese player, very highly rated, looked at by the big boys, looked at by Arsenal, I believe, Man United in the past. Maybe more of a box-to-box midfielder. And we was also linked with Camacho as well from Malaga. And that both of those deals seem to have fell dead now. We, as we're recording, it's 11 p.m, so there's half an hour left of the deadline. It doesn't look like we're going to be getting anyone else in. And I think the reason, the way that it's been perceived in local media is that Albion were initially in for Camacho. We've had a bit of an argument with Malaga in terms of how much we're willing to pay for him. While that's been brewing, we've sort of switched targets and gone for Carvalho. The Camacho deal still sort of there in the background. The Carvalho one, we wasn't really ever going to come off. I mean, we're West Bromwich Albion. We would have had to have paid him stupid money, and he'd have probably been here for one season before moving to a better club. So I'm half and half, not at fussed about Carvalho, but Camacho would have been a superb signing. And in order to try and piss about with the Carvalho deal, we've sort of let the Camacho one go. And apparently, again, it's because we're not willing to pay a couple of million pounds straight up instead of paying the add-ons, and we wanted to pay over the course of the next few years, maybe in add-ons, something that we've done in the past and that's let us down. I think at this stage, we've left it to this late, we should have to pay a penalty, and the penalty should have been, okay, Malaga, yeah, we'll give you the money and we'll sign the player because we actually want the player. Few rumours flying around that Pulis backed out the deal himself late on and wasn't sure he was the right player. I doubt that's true. Pulis likes spending money. Pulis likes big name signings. He's proved that in the past. He used to piss money at the wall at Stoke. And I'm sure he's tried to do the same at the Albion, but we haven't let him. But I think in this occasion, we should have let him get the players he wanted. It is his last opportunity to prove that he can build a very good squad at his club. It's going to be an excuse for him. I can see it being an excuse for Pulis when he does eventually leave the club, and he's going to say that he didn't have the opportunity to build the squad that he wanted. So transfer deadline day, we've signed Nyom from Watford, right back. We've got a deal over the line for Hal Robson, Kanu as well. And that does look to be it, unfortunately. It's just frustrating. I'm not criticising Hal Robson Kanu. I'm not criticising the signing. I think Nyom is a solid signing. He's an additional signing though. He's a player that, oh yeah, look, we've managed to get a good backup player in, or someone that's going to be a steady player that we can rely on if we get injuries. I mean, I can't see him exiting Dawson from the right back spot straight away anyway. A lot of other clubs have gone and signed players that of a quality nature that are going to do good things for their club. I'm not saying that I'm particularly interested in Benteke and Remy or even Boney at Stoke. I mean, if you offer me, of course, I'll take them. But I'm just saying, those are the kinds of players that are signing for clubs of a similar size. And that is concerning for me, because we need, as a club, to be keeping up with everybody else. And I just feel we're gonna struggle. And that, nothing against the signings that we've made. Hal Robson Kanu, if he was going to be our first choice signing, which clearly isn't, then we would have signed him earlier in the summer. He was out of contract, for crying out loud. Last played at a Championship club. Like I say, no criticism, but it's a fact. He might well go and be a world beater. So, you know, I'm not going to start hammering any player before they even kick the ball for us. That's not fair. And Nyom, 3 odd million from Watford, he's going to be a backup right for us, or an option at right back, should we wish to move Dawson to the centre for a game or two. They're not standout signings. The only standout signing that we've made is Chadley. Yeah. And if you look at us, compared to a lot of other squads around us, even Bournemouth, they've gone and got Wilshere. If you look at our squad, in terms of maybe, you know, top 10, top 8 Premier League quality players that can, you know, really push the club forward, because we're going to have to do that to stay in the league. You know, we're going to have to try and compete with the best of them. We've got Rondon, We've got Fletcher on his day. He's had some poor performances of late. We've got Chadley now. We've got Ben Foster in goal. We've got Johnny Evans. Jakob is a very good player. Apart from that, I'm struggling to really picture any other Premier League club wanting to bust a gut for any of our players. Maybe Morrison on his day, maybe. And then, of course, you've got Berahino. The amount of times I've come on any kind of podcast that you've done and said that I'm sick to bloody death of talking about this absolute buffoon of an idiot, of a child, of a player. I don't even want to talk about him. He shouldn't be anywhere near West Bromwich Albion. The club are stupid. They should have got rid of him a long time ago for all his pathetic antics. The fact that he's going to be kicking a football around for my club again pisses me off. He shouldn't be at... I don't care how good he is. He can be Lionel Messi. If Lionel Messi doesn't want to play for your club, though, and his heart's not in it, it doesn't matter how good he is. It doesn't matter. He's just... I don't want him near my club. I'm sorry. I can't... I don't even waste my time with him. It just pisses me off that it just feels like we're in limbo all the time. It's like we're waiting for something else while he's still here. It's like a striker slot that we want to free up in order to sign a real good quality striker, and yet we've got to keep him when he wants to play with his half-assed attitude, pretending he's interested and then posting pictures on his Twitter account and then flying off abroad. You know what? Well done, mate. Kev, I'm not happy about that either.
Yeah. Well, on the other side, a player that you didn't want to leave and did stay, Johnny Evans. How important do you think that'll be for you this year?
Very important. It's a good job that Arsenal managed to sign Mustafi from Valencia, because I think Evans might well have gone today. The only concern is that if he carries on playing the way he is, he's not going to stay at the Baggies, because... I'm not kidding. I've not seen a better defender in an Albion shirt in all the time I've supported the club. That simple. He's a class above. And it's quite phenomenal, really, because he's getting United's team now. He definitely would get in United's team. You know, above Rojo, above Phil, what's his face? There's one who gurns a lot. What's his name? Sorry, my mind's gone blank.
Sorry, do what now?
The Man United centre half.
Smalling or Baye or Blint or Phil Jones?
Yeah, that's Phil Jones. Phil Jones. United haven't been the best at the back for the last couple of years, and they could have probably done with Johnny Evans. Yeah, cracking player. It's good that we've kept hold of him. And it's also good that we've signed a left back. I just hope that Pugh keeps playing Galloway. The only other positive I've got, really, Kev, from the fact that we've not had the best of... Well, we've had an awful transfer window, really. We've got rid of Chester. We didn't need to get rid of Chester. We've not renewed the contract of Stessignon. I'm sorry, but without the signings, with the players that we haven't managed to sign, Stessignon gets back in the team again for me. You know, it's like we have probably just about gone backwards with this transfer window, believe it or not. And we're expected to stay in the league again and compete with all the teams around us, which we will probably still do because our manager is Tony Pulis. It's honestly, without wanting to plug my website, because I don't want to go over the top with that, but if you just want to get on there, there's a few pieces online recently from a couple of my writers, from Heidi and from Nathan. If you're an outsider and you're listening to this and you're wondering why maybe I'm a bit more peeved than you should imagine I should be being a Baggies fan, then just have a read of them and it puts things into perspective, because the club is really, despite the fact we've got new owners, in a bit of disarray. The supporters are absolutely furious at the minute. And I'm not really one to be too negative. I don't like to not support the club, you know, but it's getting to the stage where the attendances are dropping. And you know, it's a great opportunity this season, being the only Premier League West Midlands club, and we're not attracting the crowds that we want to be, simply because we're not playing any kind of attractive style of football. Before the game against Middlesbrough on Sunday, they'd, in their opening two games, they'd already managed double the amount of passes we'd completed in our opening two games. Yeah, never mind. Yeah.
All right.
Throw some more questions at me, Kev.
No worries. But to wrap this up in a neat little bow, with the signings you've made, the players you've kept, and some outgoings, where do you think you end the season?
16th.
Still safe, but another horrid year to watch Albion.
Yeah, it'll be bit of a panic at times, trying to pick up points, and then we'll grab a couple of dodgy wins over a couple of the big clubs, probably be a complete back to the wall performance. I'm just expecting a very similar season to last year. We'll get to 40 points with about four games spare, and then we'll do nothing again and sit on the beach. And it's just another, and let's renew our season ticket and go and watch all that again. You know, absolutely monotonous.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? You had to vent today. I'm going to vent tomorrow with everything that happened with us. So I totally get it. But thank you for taking the time out. You already loosely plugged it, but why don't you plug anything you want people to go find?
Yeah, my website, baggiesfacts.com. I was recently just commenting before I spoke to Kev on the podcast. I was commenting off air that we've had visitor numbers are up, and I feel that the website's getting a really good reception. Not that it didn't before, but since its relaunch, I've had a bit of a rebranding and changed things around a bit, and made it a bit simpler and a bit more easy to access. The website's looking really popular, and I'm pleased with how it's going. It's just a shame that we're writing about things that aren't exactly too exciting. But, you know, that time might come in the next 10 or 11 years. BaggiesFacts.com, that is. Cheers.
Fair enough. Well, thanks for coming on, and I'm sure we'll speak soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.